Truck Jive Freestyle for August 30th?
Sure.
Friday? Saturday? Friday.
Friday.
It's still Friday. This is the final dog days of podcasting. And true to form, neither Mark nor I can remember what day it is. I'm sitting next to Mark the Encaffeinated One.
Hello.
We are all here at Dragon Con. To my left is Justin Deal from the Hidden Node podcast. And we have Craig Stepp and Clinton Elbert and Steve Ricky Berg, who refuses to do this dog days thing yet. We'll get him on board. We have
Jack Jaffe, a.k.a. Trucker Overdrive.
Trucker Overdrive, Jack Jaffe.
Which you can hear me on Megapodzilla.
Ding. Megapodzilla, ding.
Yeah, Megapodzilla, ding, which is, if you're familiar with Crazy Joe from the old...
Wait, here, hijack my microphone.
What? Hey, yeah, remember, if you remember Crazy Joe from the old...
old
Slice of Sci-Fi, that's his podcast, which I end up trolling on all the time, and actually had a guest spot on one point, so...
I didn't know he was doing anything.
Yeah, he's doing stuff. Megapodzilla, check it out,
yeah,
Megapodzilla.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, check out his stuff, and you can hear my obnoxious, drunken calls to his show and his voicemail line. Hit up his voicemail line. In fact, hit up everybody's voicemail line. If you hear my voice and you listen to a podcast and they have a voicemail line, call it. They don't need to go phone dialing their
own
case lines.
Dude, there's like 4 people that listen to this outside of this table.
Yeah. Well, then they should be calling the voicemail line.
We have Mad Marv from Mad Marv's Notebook, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Tisa Chu. I'm Jack Jaffe's wife.
Yes. All right, Mrs. Jack Jaffe. Excellent. How long have you been married?
13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see how I turned that into an interview?
That was tiny.
Well, I do have a panel tomorrow called. Steve's doing a panel. That's awesome. I'm going to panel my living room, I think. So we did the live Technorama tonight and the live comedy forecast and friends. Clinton did an awesome job as usual. This time he gave Brian Ibbett a script from Coverville, and what cracked me up most, I think, is how you made fun of Coverville, because when we first walked in, Brian said, "Hey, it's Chuck and Craig from Technorati." And he couldn't remember it was Technorama, and we've known Brian since 2005. So when Clinton started calling him Brian from Coverland and Covered Wagon and
Coveralls,
it was pretty funny. I was, you know, laughing pretty hard inside as to karma. Worked out well. And Dragon Con's going well. Lisa is here with us, but she's up in the room at the moment. We're in the lobby of the Westin. My mission was to pay a little more attention to her, so we had to miss out on some of the podcast stuff today. But I wanted to just show her around, show her where things are. She's kind of gravitated towards the vendors and the dealers. And I'm not saying, well, okay, yes, I am saying she's a shopping girl. She likes to shop, and I unfortunately left her with a fixed amount of cash and a credit card. So I don't know. She came back wearing a new dress, dressed as BMO from Adventure Time, had a giant oversized handbag. This thing was down to the ground. The bag itself was like 3 feet by 3 feet, or a meter by a meter. And she said, it's free, so I'm okay with that. But it wasn't full, thank God. So we're having a good old time. We just stopped off at the Metro Cafe for a bite to eat. We had lunch with Clinton. Craig has Twittered something to my Pebble watch.
Yeah, just speak to the watch.
Speak to the watch. Hello, computer. The watch... The Pebble smartwatch is working fabulously. Still getting my hands around alarms and some of the other things. Redid the custom face with Donna's and my wedding anniversary picture, which is absolutely marvelous. See, don't we look marvelous?
Nice.
I redithered it so it didn't have as many speckles on the background.
Is that the one with the sweet stash?
No, this isn't the sweet stash from the 80s. This is from last weekend.
Oh, from the weekend. Right.
Yeah, with the tux and the roses and the things and the wonderful time.
Big fancy weekend.
Right, big fancy weekend. So, we had a good time. And what's next? Tomorrow is the parade. We have to get our carcasses out of bed bright and early. And I met 2 guys on the corners. We were headed down to the podcasting thing this evening, dressed as Men in Black. And I said, hey, Men in Black. And they said, yeah. I said, are you going to the parade? And they say, what parade? Yeah.
Wow.
This is their first year here, so they didn't know. So I said, I have extra wristbands. You need wristbands to march in the parade. We're in section 4. If you want to be in the parade, meet me on the steps of the Westin at 8:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, and I will get your wristbands and you can march with us. So we're just trying to get extra people in here. Now, I usually feel guilty when I ask for more positions than are than I really have. But not in this case, because what happens is about August 1st, they run out of places in the parade. Wow. The parade has a limited quantity. And all these people get mad because they can't be in the parade. Because people like me have 4 people but ask for 7 tickets.
Right.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, 3 extra isn't going to matter. But if everybody asks for 50% more than what they had...
So the parade is half as short, half the time?
Maybe. But I offered it to these guys. I don't know if they'll show up, but I'll be there. I'll hang out.
Did you say all you have to do is look at this little light?
Right. No, they had the little light. So we're going to have fun. The parade is always fun. Clinton is going to be dressed up as Edgar from the first movie. You know, the guy who the UFO crashed in his yard in the farm.
Oh, that's good. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, and then the alien puts on the Edgar suit. He's walking around. Sugar water. I want to see, you know, how well Clinton does the walk and the talking thing. Yeah. Yeah, and he's usually pretty good about that. I saw the preview of his makeup. He had the good shading and whatnot. He looked pretty zombified.
We
have a live demo. That's pretty... Oh, he's staggering pretty well. It's a good thing he's marching with us or people would think he's a zombie. He's got a rifle and a postcard. Is the postcard of Dragon Con?
No, the postcard is of the New York State
Fair. Oh, you've got a postcard of the New York State Fair.
I blew it up this size, so it'd be easy to see.
Ah, very smart man. He's blown it up.
It's all the props, is what I hear.
Yes, that's what... And when Dragon Con... I mean, when Men in Black fails to work for us, which maybe this is the last year... we're going to add a star-shaped badge to our shirt, our coat, and we'll put a little earpiece in, and we're going to stand in front of the Westin as security people and give people false directions. And the man, you know, one of the security guys heard this plan, who works here, and said, this sounds great. You do my job, and I'll have the day off. But I thought it was funny that we actually got people to jump off the elevator today at the wrong floor. So we were coming down the express elevator because it doesn't stop between like floor 50 and floor 9. So it stopped a few times and these people were getting on the elevator. People were getting on the elevator and we said, I love the way these elevators talk, but they're not as much fun as the rude Scottish elevator I had in Livingston, Scotland.
The elevator was Scottish?
The elevator had a voice, and it was Scottish accent. And it would say, ground floor. You know, and you expect this thing to say, ground floor, get the F out. Right?
You're on the wrong floor.
So I started doing that as our elevator was coming down the Westin. And I said, 42nd floor. Well, it started the express missing all those middle floors. And I swear it was ready to stop at 6, but it didn't stop at 6. It stopped at 9. And I said, 6th floor. And this couple gets out. They get about 4 steps out and they're like, this isn't the 6th floor. And the doors are starting to close. And they turn around and hightail it back into the elevator. And we thought that was the 6th floor because you said it was the 6th floor. No, that was the 9th floor.
This hotel makes
you
no
set
sense,
it upside
though.
Down?
Don't listen to the Scotsman. It's been a whole lot of fun. So that's the kind of fun we're having. We're going to have to get some rest. A few more beer or 3 to put away. And if you're not here, we hope to see you sometime in the future because you're sorely missed. If there's anybody who's actually listening to this that is not at this table... Because I think this show now has an audience of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, yeah, you're missing
some... For
those
who might unearth this podcast some date in the future, don't use it as a guide for living. Just consider it entertainment and move along.
And with those words of wisdom, we'll close out this episode of Freestyle. I will still contribute once in a while because Craig has made this so darn easy. Look forward to more Freestyle after the dog days have concluded. I will talk to you soon. Thank you, and 101.